This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, this short segment of the Al Shen Show, we're going to talk more about the vaccines, the tyranny, and their plans. All these different ministers have been to bring back more lockdowns. When is Robert Barnes thinks it's going to be? And then next segment, we're going to get into the Ministry of Truth, Biden, Ukraine, the whole waterfront of where the world is geopolitically today and what he expects in the midterms coming up in 172 days. But Robert Barnes, for the next 5 minutes, you're at the heart of the resistance to this biomedical tyranny. What are the facts? What else do people need to be made aware of?
No doubt. So on one aspect is the CHD, the Children's Health Defense case against the FDA is marching forward. Anybody that has useful information about what's happening in the Waco area as to young children, as to vaccines, are orphans being forced to take it, or people in foster homes or juvenile facilities being forced to take it against their will. That's relevant, pertinent evidence. If you have any other relevant, pertinent evidence as to children facing imminent risk from taking this vaccine without informed consent, that's one of the target areas of the court's concern that would allow the case to move forward, because our goal is to stop them from lying. The FDA is engaging in a massive deception campaign. The CDC is engaging in a massive deception campaign. They're telling people there's a safe, effective vaccine for an emergency for children related to COVID. This drug is not safe. This drug is not effective. This drug is not a vaccine. This drug does not successfully treat or prevent infection or transmission or disease or disability. And there is no COVID emergency for young children. One of the things that we are challenging in that case is the right to petition the government that's been denied by the fact that they're using their emergency powers to claim they don't have to abide by the Administrative Procedures Act. They don't have, the FDA is claiming they are beyond and above the law. This case goes beyond just children's vaccines in the COVID context. This case goes to the heart and soul of the administrative state and a bunch of unelected clerical bureaucrats dictate and determine your entire medical care without even going through the democratized process of citizen petitions, which again is preserved under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. It's one of the rights people forget about. It's the right to petition your government for redress of grievances. That right is statutorily codified against the FDA as to what's called citizen petitions. It requires that the FDA permit a time period where you can petition them about anything, any agency action or decision that they are making of consequence to the people and the public. It requires that they respond to that and that they respond to the citizen petition with a meaningful answer. If they're proposing certain rules, they have to go through what's called notice and comment. In other words, they put out the notice to everybody and they let people with scientific, technical, medical knowledge, and others comment on that, so that information from the broader public is crowdsourced and any dissident or dissenting information is made clear. And then they have to answer that. And then when they make a decision, they have to show that they considered every complaint raised, that they considered every fact brought to their attention by the outside community, by the ordinary person. In the context of all these emergency, quote unquote, emergency use authorized drugs, the FDA has completely failed to do any citizen petition process, any notice and comment process. Not only that, they claim that they can assert emergency powers anytime they want, that it's magic dust, that all they got to do is say emergency, and they can open Pandora's box and do anything they want with anything inside Pandora's box. But not just that. They can also take powers that are not in Pandora's box and just relabel them emergency powers, and suddenly mismarketing a drug is now an emergency power. Mispromoting a drug is suddenly an emergency power. Changing the definition of medical terms like vaccine now is magically an emergency power, such that all of those things were not subject to citizen petitions, notice and comment, or democratic control, or the plain language of Congress when they issued the emergency use authorization statute.
And Robert,
that said, sir,
isn't that what this is all about? I remember that clip from 4 years ago on C-SPAN with all the big bureaucrats and Fauci, and they said, we're going to have a new virus come out of China, a new bird flu. We'll use that to blow up the old FDA system and other systems worldwide where we can just directly do whatever we want. That's what this whole thing is, the corporate power grab over our bodies.
Absolutely. What they're doing with the FDA is what they want the WHO to have power to do for everybody, ultimately. which is unchecked, unelected, clerical bureaucrats dictating and controlling our entire medical care.
This is so important.
If they own our body, they own our soul.
That's right. They own our body, they own our souls. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, back in 60 seconds to shift gears into politics. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The UN, the Bank of England, now Putin's top aide, predict global famine of Armageddon-like and apocalyptic, these are quote, proportions, all based on the two-plus year lockdown, where in many third world countries, the IMF and World Bank ordered them to have up to 2 years of lockdown, devastating them, collapsing them. 40-plus million starved to death. Now the refugees are flooding the West as part of the replacement migration operation. We've got the Ministry of Truth. Its head, Jakowicz, having to step down because of all of her fascistic statements about, I hate free speech, I want to be able to censor everybody. Now she's tried to walk that back. Spectacular mashups are out there showing her previous comments with her new ones just in the last year and 6 months. There's so much to tackle. What's happening with Elon Musk? He said, look, every time somebody bucks the globalist, they're going to do the Me Too thing. And he's challenging this stewardess on a private jet who's a failed accuracy saying and saying, tell me this very identifiable thing on my genitals if I supposedly showed you my genitals. And this is, again, all being done to punish him because he says he's going to vote Republican. We've got all that and so much more. What's going to happen to Biden? The inflation that's taking place. Barnes's predictions for the midterms. And will they try the 2000 mule tactic again that he was working with Trump exposing at the time and exposing that the voting machines were the red herring, that the mules bringing in the ballots was the key, all of that. Those are huge subjects in the next 25 minutes to cover. Robert Barnes, what do you want to tackle first?
Well, first, I mean, no big surprise on the Elon Musk front. I mean, I think he will now face retaliatory action by the Biden administration for the public statements he's made. So not only will you have the media coming after him, trying to out him, try to meet to him, all of that jazz, but you will likely see Justice Department, SEC, other inquiries because his businesses receive a lot of, as a message, not only to him, but to anybody else. Because Jeff Bezos started saying some things hostile about the Biden administration. So I think they'll try to make an example out of Musk just as they try to make an example out of Trump. I mean, we're seeing that in a case that the media is not covering this week, the Sussman trial, which is about the Spygate. And they're detailing all of the different ways the Hillary Clinton campaign laundered information, disguised it as attorney-client privilege, disguised it as attorney legal fees, and instead what it really was just Spygate on steroids that created the first fake Russiagate story. They're going to do to Musk what they did to Trump in the 2016 campaign. And they're going to try, because not only the goal, they said explicitly, our goal is not just to stop Trump. Our goal is to stop anyone else from wanting to be like Trump. They're going to do the same thing to Elon Musk. They're going to not just to go after Musk for trying to bring free speech back to Twitter, but also and for exposing that almost all of these big tech organizations have been making all their money and profits off of fraud, massive fraud. What he's exposing with the bots at Twitter is that all of these big tech companies, according to a range of reports, are littered with bots. What does that mean? It means all their advertising prices have been false. It means they've been falsely inducing companies and individuals to advertise to thinking they were advertising to people when those companies knew, like Twitter, like Facebook, like YouTube, like others, that actually it was just bots watching, just bots participating. And what does that mean? That means that all of these businesses could go bankrupt overnight. If what he details about Twitter is correct, Twitter could go bankrupt. So the fact that he's exposing big tech for the fraud that it is, already exposed over half of President Biden's followers.
He exposed the vaccine over a year and a half ago. He exposed depopulation. Really, this guy's becoming a superstar. I know he's done some things that are globalist in the past, but why do you think he's breaking with the power structure and getting so hardcore? I know a few people here in Austin, they're close friends of him, and some other people, I'll leave it at that. And let's just say this. I was told and said it over a year ago that he was about to go hardcore. And I'm not writing myself into the story. We warned of this when I was getting deplatformed 4 years ago. I warned Trump personally that he would be next. So first it was Alex Jones, then it was Trump. And again, they're just developing the formula to destroy somebody. Now they've moved to Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's the same pattern over and over and over and over again. And I think, I mean, one, by the way, I can give why the timing. Why was it this week they finally decided to pull back publicly on the Disinformation Governance Board? Well, it's because on Tuesday morning, Bobby Kennedy, who is suing Facebook for colluding with the government to censor Children's Health Defense, was before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on his lawsuit against Zuckerberg and Facebook. And the argument was government collusion. Well, what was the best evidence of government collusion? That Disinformation Governance Board. So the government knew and Facebook knew they needed that board.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. Jackowitz, as our defense, said, oh, we were just going to coordinate. Exactly, coordinate big tech and the other companies in Microsoft and dinosaur media together in wolf packs to censor and control and bully and dominate.
Absolutely. Everything Bobby Kennedy and Children's Health Defense said about this vaccine has been proven true over and over and over and over again. And that's what they were being censored for, trying to prevent them from being able to raise money, prevent them from adding new members.
And if we let that happen to them, it happens to everybody. So let's just stop there. What you said is so important. It is on record that you can have an argument about Section 230 and say these groups can do what they want. But when you have the government coordinating with private corporations, that is fascism. That is racketeering. Explain in the law why that's so criminal.
What makes it illegal is that once the private actors can suppress speech because they're not governed by the First Amendment. Now, my view is when they have a monopoly on the public square, that they should be held so accountable. And there's court decisions that said that. But the U.S. Supreme Court has yet to embrace that. What is undisputed is that once the government is colluding. So years ago, for example, there was a Connecticut agency that didn't want a book published. So it put pressure on a book publisher not to publish the book. The publisher didn't publish it. The U.S. Supreme Court said, that's illegal. That's a First Amendment violation. The moment you have government involvement in any suppression or censorship of speech or press or the right to petition your government, you then have a constitutional violation. You then have collusion that violates the law that is outside of the limits of Section 230 immunity. And that's the suit that Bobby Kennedy brought because they had Fauci himself saying, please shut up, Bobby Kennedy and similar organizations. Bobby Kennedy was specifically named by the government to target, and they dodged it at the lower court level because they said it wasn't real collusion. It was only kind of collusion. Well, the problem is you can't have a Disinformation Governance Board being present and being publicly known at the time the case.
And here's where she's in trouble now. She's on record as of last week running her stupid mouth, admitting that she was secretly working for a year with Homeland Security already.
Exactly. And there's no question that one of their primary targets was Bobby Kennedy and Children's Health Defense. So that's why they had to try to get rid of it and claim that they're not going to do that anymore, when in fact they're going to continue to do it. They're just going to try to do it a little quieter than they were publicly doing it. But it was only because it's what I tell people, why you should file suits that are even maybe tough to win in court. You might have judicial bias you have to deal with. It's still fighting for your civil rights and your civil liberties still matters because of Bobby Kennedy's suit. They couldn't continue to publicly allow that organization.
And let's be clear, whether it was the CDC saying they controlled all rents in America or so many other things, by fighting, we've been beating them. We have turned the tide here, not in other countries. So people say, why do you love America so much? Well, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. We are still the best, and we're an example of the world. It's why it's so important we fight harder now than ever.
Absolutely. And it's thanks to the audience at InfoWars that InfoWars is still alive. And now people are seeing, what we said from the get-go, people were going to come after InfoWars with the goal being to prevent the audience from wanting to support InfoWars. so that they wouldn't go to InfoWars store. They wouldn't support it with purchasing products. They wouldn't support it by sharing links. They wouldn't continue to try to get outside the matrix and share red pills with everybody possible. And it's thanks to ordinary people continuing to buy products that make them better anyway, that make them healthier, that make them better off, that are more affordable than what's on the private marketplace. So it's all win, win, win. But they didn't think that would happen. They thought they would be able to suppress it, and they had to, because their goal was to go after more and more people after that. It was start with Alex Jones, then it goes to Donald Trump, now it goes to anybody who dissents, if it's Robert Kennedy, if it's Elon Musk, if it's even Jeff Bezos. I mean, Bezos is next if he keeps talking out against the Biden administration.
Well, that's right. I knew I wasn't that important 5 years ago when they started thousands of articles a week, hundreds of shows a week. I knew it was for everybody else, and then the documents came out in the Wall Street Journal that they were planning it for everybody. They even had a NATO intelligence summit with them naming us by name and saying, we're going to get everybody after we get WikiLeaks and InfoWars, and the left and right doesn't stand up for these people, we will get them all. They said that.
Exactly. They set the precedent. They set the table to do this to everybody, and it's why it's so important and so valuable that people keep programs like InfoWars alive.
Robert Barnes, stay there, my friend. I want to come back and talk about inflation, Ukraine, the election coming up, and so much more.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
John Leek will be joining us in studio the next hour and a half with bombshell information, because this is their world government takeover using COVID-19. It is their wedge, their tip of the spear, and we must know the new lockdowns are planned. We've got to keep hammering and people ready to stop it. This is the world government system. This is the biomedical tyranny. Robert Barnes, shifting into any other comments on the Ministry of Truth, and then the inflation, how things are going for Biden, the puppet, what you're expecting for the midterms, Ukraine, all of that ties together. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of fake news coming out about Ukraine is striking. I mean, they actually, apparently, Zelensky ordered those neo-Nazis at the Azov battalion that were in that steel factory in Mariupol to stay put until the Eurovision song contest could end, because they were hopeful that apparently it had been rigged to make sure a Ukrainian won. And, of course, when the Ukrainian won, they couldn't help themselves. They're like Dr. Strangelove in, at the end, which is, you know, can't stop the arm from coming up. They actually did a Nazi salute, an actual live Nazi salute on Eurovision song in the name of Ukraine, with Slava Ukraine, which is what the Nazi-aligned Ukrainians used to use when they were killing Poles and Jews in the during World War II. And what's really happening is the Russians are dominating on the ground. You're getting fake news from the whole Kagan family. They have Institute for Study of War and a lot of these fake accounts. People are discovering that a lot of the so-called military experts on Fox News and on social media and everywhere else, that they're as reliable as all the public health experts were during the pandemic. They're just complete frauds. They just spread propaganda and lies. And what's really happening is that Russia's winning the war on the ground. But they're not just winning the war on the ground. They were probably about a month away from the Russians completely taking control of the eastern region, Donbass region, and the Kherson region of Ukraine. They'll probably go into Odessa. They'll take where all the gas is, where all the industry is, where all the Russian population is, where all the seaside land is, so that Ukraine will end up a landlocked piece of property that will just continue to be a Great Reset colony, but with a much smaller share of the population, while Zelensky will hop out to Hollywood and start doing TV deals and reality shows with, Sean Penn and Angelina Jolie. And we live in a very interesting world where we can wage war on scale on that kind of size. I mean, Zelensky makes a volunteer appearance at Cannes Film Festival, and all of them are up there cheering, clapping like seals for this complete corrupt grifter. So that's basically what's happening with Ukraine. On the economic front, you're right. I mean, basically, inflation continues unabated. The Fed is in a catch-22 position. They want to break inflation. In order to do so, they have to raise interest rates. The more they raise interest rates, the more they sink the stock market and the housing market. So we're looking at gas of $10 a gallon in the United States. It's already above that in certain parts of the world. And then it's a totally, as you were pointing out at the top of the show, it's an unnecessary famine that they're inducing. This is part of the whole Great Reset agenda that they, and it's an artificial famine between all the lockdowns that happened over the last 2 years, plus what they're doing with Russia. Russia's going to have a boom wheat crop this year, and they've said so, but they're not being allowed to transport that wheat to the areas that need it. This is insanity. I mean, I get, Klaus Schwab, and again, it's all part of the same thing. Why do we have some of this war agenda? Why do we have some of the pandemic agenda? Why do we have some of the what's happening on the economy and inflation and food and fuel? It's because they want to shrink the population. I mean, Bill Gates has been clear about this. He wants a lot of us to be dead. He wants fewer so that they can hoard what's left of the resources. It's a bad Malthusian math, but they're doing it all over again. And the consequences of it is we are being put at risk. And they want to take what the FDA has done with unelected complete control over the medical health of our country under the guise of emergency powers that are being misused and abused. And in order to do so, and even though they've been exposed by the whistleblower that I represent in the case in Beaumont, Texas. In fact, we'll have a hearing next week in Beaumont, Texas, because Pfizer and all the corporate lawyers are coming in and they're saying, well, no discovery, Judge. We need to stay that for a little while. We can't allow Mr. Barnes or anyone else to be poking into what we got buried back there. And so what we have is a Bill Gates-driven agenda. And we got this guy that whose family comes up within the eugenics movement, within the Planned Parenthood movement, within all that. I mean, notice one of the few times the guy's ever said anything publicly about a specific political issue was Roe v. Wade. And they're trying to stop Roe v. Wade from getting reversed by these threats on justices. Now six Supreme Court justices are having to get special security protocols because their lives have been threatened with a credible threat. I mean, both of us have dealt with credible threats. In order for a threat to reach that level, that means it's so serious, so significant, someone who can execute it, that they're having to assign special security above and beyond the norm. And why? Because they need abortion as part of this broader global population control agenda. It's all about control at the end of the day. They're trying to do, but now they're losing control politically because the ordinary everyday person rejects it. The ordinary everyday person doesn't want wokeness. Doesn't want these lockdowns, doesn't want pandemic policies like we've had.
That was my next question here in the 3 minutes we have left. The entire globalist program is falling apart. They admit that. The more they double down the Star Wars line, the tighter you squeeze, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. That's happening. So where do you see these trajectories of a public that's waking up and won't give up with an establishment that won't back down? What do you see unfolding there?
Well, we're going to see more conflicts like the Russia-Ukraine conflict. In other words, with Russia, we're seeing that it ended up resulting in military war between you have Putin in Russia, who's anti-globalist in their agenda, their goals. He only cares about Russia. He doesn't care about anything else. And when globalists became, in his mind, an imminent threat to the well-being of Russia, he decided that their project, their anti-Russia project in Ukraine, he was willing to wage war over. And so I think you're going to see more. Hopefully it stays nonviolent. Political conflict in the rest of the world, but that political conflict is only going to escalate. It's not going to de-escalate because you're right. They're going to get more and more desperate. I mean, is it a coincidence we suddenly see another monkeypox pandemic supposedly coming? I mean, that's not a coincidence. They're going to keep rolling these out one after the other, one bad sequel to the next bad sequel because they are desperate because they are losing. They're losing control of the economy. It turns out you can't just print all the cash in the world you want and have no economic consequence. They're losing control over large parts of the world. Most of the world hasn't gone along with the request by the UN to issue economic sanctions against Russia. They're losing control of the domestic populace in the West. Le Pen surged, didn't win, but did better than any Le Pen had ever done in the history of France. Orban won big in Hungary. Serbia won. There's Palestine in Pakistan. There's political rallies almost every week in favor of the deposed president there. And here in the United States, people like J.D. Vance are winning in Ohio.
Bolsonaro.
Pennsylvania had a very competitive. Kathy Barnett did well, did surprising for no money, managed to get almost a quarter of the vote. So Trump is resurging. He's going to be reelected or elected again in 2024 at the pace we're at. Republicans are going to sweep the House. They're going to sweep the Senate. They're going to add 4 to 5 seats in the Senate. They're going to add probably 50 to 60 seats in the
Except
House.
Except the globalists are going to stage false flags, in my view, maybe even a mass power outage. They blame them on Russia. Robert Barnes, thank you for spending time with us. Next time you're in Texas, I know you're busy. Please come in studio. I'll fly you up here when you're in all these other cities battling. I know how hard you're working for all of our freedoms. Robert Barnes, thank you so much for all your time, my friend.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Alex.
Anybody can just search engine his name. You can find his Viva's local show, very popular programs. There goes Robert Barnes. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with a short special report while we get Dr. Peter McCullough and his cohort in studio with us.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
News today.
Next week in Geneva, Switzerland, members of the World Health Organization, which was founded on the principles of establishing a one-world government, will be voting to give themselves worldwide authority when it comes to official international health emergencies. The same World Health Organization who praised Communist China's extreme authoritarian lockdown against the Chinese people, who suggested forcibly separating families to quarantine them.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
And who was caught faking the H1N1 pandemic in 2010. The same World Health Organization run by Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who's been working with the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since 2007, who said that the lockdowns will never end.
I repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
And that the war in Ukraine was getting massive attention as a result of bias against black lives. The U.S. government is in full support of this new UN treaty with the WHO and has submitted 13 amendments, which will be voted on next week, that will give the WHO international authority on lockdowns, forced quarantines, and forced vaccinations. According to constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, none of this is legally binding until a treaty is approved by the U.S. Senate. But the law hasn't been stopping these criminals from committing crimes against humanity so far. And if they plan on staying in power, they are going to have to bring back the lockdowns and the ballot harvesting mules. So we know it's coming. And it will soon be climate lockdowns to go with their climate migration. People are waking up, but the UN's agenda is aggressively pressing forward. The United Nations is meeting this week with members of the Mayor's Migration Council, which is comprised of 9 mayors from 9 different cities throughout the world, including Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles, California. The Mayor's Migration Council is funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundations, sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, and partnered with the United Nations. And their stated goal is pretty clear. They want to grant mayors the ability to bypass state and federal government when it comes to what they call climate migration and go straight to international organizations for resources. They are inviting all interested mayors or senior city staff members to contact them at contact@mayorsmigrationcouncil.org to learn how to engage with the international system and learn how to get funding and boots on the ground support. This all sounds completely illegal, but who's going to stop them? There is no longer any justice in America, so expect more lockdowns as the food supply diminishes and the population around you surges with hungry foreign migrants. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, for the next hour and 22 minutes, I'm very honored to have Dr. Peter McCullough and John Leek, who've written the powerful new book, The Courage to Face COVID-19, already number one in many categories that just came out, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. And we are very, very excited to talk about this with John Leek and Peter A. McCullough, MD, MPH. Wow. And I haven't read the book yet. I've heard all about it. I've seen some interviews you guys have done. I know you're doing big speaking tours. Congratulations on fighting this whole thing so tirelessly. There's a lot to cover here. Organized crime, the massive PSYOP, the propaganda campaign, the intrigue, the historic efforts to fight back against it, the historic efforts to block it, the malfeasance, again, all of it. We've got 5 minutes to break, so you guys just give people a synopsis of what's coming up in the next hour and 20 minutes, please.
Alex, thanks so much for having us on the program. And it was absolutely an honor to work over the last year with best-selling author John Leek on telling the story, really the battle that I was facing and that of my colleagues as we attempted to take care of patients who were sick with COVID-19, and we started to run into clear efforts to suppress early treatment in order to promote fear, hospitalization, and death. And I'll let John kind of lay the groundwork for how we put this together.
Thank you, Alex. I came at this as a true crime author. Early 2020, SARS-CoV-2 arrives in our nation, and I began to perceive that the public, the official public policy response, was just not plausible, what the federal health agencies and what the mainstream media was telling us. It seemed to me there were two elements of what seemed like a crime taking shape. One of them was something like mass fraud, huge fraudulent misrepresentations of what we were actually up against. And then secondly, as it became evident that some of these repurposed drugs, supplements, anything that could be used to counter and to treat SARS-CoV-2, were being suppressed. A sort of a propaganda campaign was being waged both by federal health agencies and by the mainstream media. And it began to feel like, you know, for higher risk people over the age of 65, people with diabetes, some of these metabolic illnesses, it felt like there's a deliberate suppression, even impeding these people from getting something that could help them, which to me began to take an element of something like mass negligent homicide. I mean, if you withhold medications from a sick man who could wind up in hospital, how is that any different from guy falls overboard in a boat in high seas? How is it any different from saying, well, we're not going to throw him a life ring? I mean, that was sort of my starting point for my inquiry.
And it was globally managed and directed, which is so incredible. I can't wait to read the book, because when I'm reading the synopsis here, I'm not a historian or criminologist like you that writes famous, you know, powerful, true crime books. But just studying criminology, and I have read some of your books now that I remember and think about it, because I like true crime, and you're one of the top guys, that when you study crime, you just see it jumping out. And I wonder how the FBI and Justice Department doesn't see this when they were busy basically cooking it up at the Wuhan lab.
Absolutely. You know, as a practicing doctor, I didn't see it either. I saw patients falling sick. I was relying on my instincts, the best information at hand, communicating across the world. What could we do to help patients with SARS-CoV-2 infection, COVID-19, the illness? And it took several months, Alex, but we were able to put it together. The medicines weren't perfect, and we didn't ask that they be perfect, but we simply wanted to reduce the intensity and duration of symptoms, and by that mechanism, reduce the risks of hospitalization and death. And when we started seeing a sequence of events unfold, it was clear that people all over the world were being intentionally denied and then blocked access to early therapy.
All right. We've got an 11-minute segment coming up and a whole other hour after that. I'm going to try my best to just let you guys roll through the book. And then I think everybody out there needs to get the book, even if you think you know everything about COVID. Read the book. I'm going to read it this weekend. And then share it with judges and law enforcement, other talk show hosts, because magnifying something like this with thought leaders is how we're going to win this fight. We're going to go to break. Where is the best place? You've got quite a few websites, quite a few places. Obviously, people can go to Amazon and get it, but then that won't fund you guys and your tour as much as it should. Where's the best place to get the courage to face COVID-19?
We have a website. It's actually courage2facecovid.com. And that'll be a launching point, Amazon, and then we plan to open up other avenues for purchase.
Well, I'm going to definitely buy a bunch for our store. So very, very excited about what you're doing. The Courage to Face COVID-19. Get the book now and spread the word. We'll be right back. This is a war.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Back to the final segment of hour number two. Our guests will be with us throughout the entire next hour. We may even push the next guest back a little bit if they need more time, because we're going to get into monkeypox and the next lockdowns and looking over the horizon with Dr. Peter McCullough and his co-author, John Leake, the new book, The Courage to Face COVID-19. But I want to say something here right out of the gates. When I thanked him for what he's been doing for my family and my future, that's genuine 100%, because this isn't a popularity contest between us. But it's about who's the most effective and who's reaching out and helping the people the most. And I tell you, I don't hear about Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or Dr. Malone or Alex Jones or Dale Bigtree, who are all, you know, great people working hard. I hear 3-1 Dr. Peter McCullough everywhere I go. Every day on the street, if I walk around or, you know, out for a hike, it's insane how many people you've reached. It is amazing, and it's exciting. Before we get back into the book, and it's so prolific what you're doing, how did you do this? I mean, you have really scorched earth on these people with the truth. You have kicked their ass.
You know what people tell me, Alex, as I go out and really do what I think my job is. My job as a doctor is not only to take care of the patients in my immediate circles, but also educate others on what's going on. What I hear, Alex, is they tell me, Dr. McCullough, for the first time, someone in a position of authority is making sense, that what I say fits into the cognitive framework of what they understand, what's going on. Everything from how the viral pandemic started, its communicability, and then on to our abilities to prevent and treat the illness.
Wow, so just fill people in for a minute or two. Your tours, everything you're doing, how are you reaching so many people? Because it's really amazing, and others, I think, can learn from your effectiveness. Not just that you're a well-known doctor, a scientist, you've done high-level FDA research projects, you're very articulate, but you've really worked hard, too, and so it's very exciting.
You know, I've been blessed from the very beginning. I was an invited contributor to The Hill, a right-leaning journal in Washington for the first year. The second year, I was invited to have my own podcast on America Out Loud Talk Radio, the McCullough Report, which I issue a report to the country each week. I'm a frequent contributor on Fox News. I was on Laura Ingraham last night, and frequently on Newsmax and Victory Channel and OAN. But I've also been on ABC.
And Joe Rogan and all these other shows. So all I want to say is you're the MVP and your co-author is amazing. I just wanted to recognize the hard work you've done and the attacks you've been under. So congratulations. Gentlemen, take over. Let's get into the book.
I think it is a true crime story. It falls squarely in the category of true crime. As I mentioned before the break, I began to feel almost immediately March of 2020. It looks like something very strange, mysterious, even perfidious is afoot in this thing. So I began to research it, and a couple of months in, I began to realize, I need someone with top medical authority to sort of work with and help me work through the technical medical aspects of this. I saw, you mentioned, like, why are people so responsive to Dr. McCullough? And I remember the first time I saw him, it was Halloween 2020, and somebody sent me a link. And the friend that sent it to me said, you know, all this BS that we've been hearing for the last 6 months, finally, there's a real ranking academic medical guy who seems to be talking something sensible.
And you know what I was doing? I had just had COVID-19 myself with some pulmonary involvement, and I had just shown the world that I was in an FDA-approved protocol. I took medicines in a sequence combination. And on illness day 8, treatment day 6, I went and ran 2 miles to show people I could do it. I was short of breath, Alex, but I was able to go 2 miles to the park and back and shot that video in Dallas. What I was surprised with is how it was zapped off of YouTube. This is in 2020. It was zapped off YouTube very quickly. No one wanted to see a doctor who had been in an FDA multi-drug treatment protocol recover from COVID-19.
Unbelievable. And so that's when the investigation really starts. Why are they trying to suppress people and suppress questioning? That's the basis of science, not don't question. That's the new science. And then everything they told us has turned out to be a lie.
It's true. I'll let John under.
Well, you know, my kind of point of understanding or the metaphor that I worked with was SARS-CoV-2 is like a military invasion. I mean, it's not human beings with weapons. It's even more sort of strange and insidious. It's this invisible virus. And, you know, our health authorities and our mainstream media, you know, the message straight away from the outset was this is unassailable. I mean, even though it was a novel virus by their own assertion, it was there's no treatment. There's nothing we can do about this. Not even fractional treatment.
Don't even try.
And so that I found immediately highly suspect. And so, you know, imagine a foreign army invades, and instead of our federal authorities saying, well, we're organizing some kind of, you know, a military resistance, if they just said, you know, there's absolutely nothing we can do about this, it's a completely unassailable army, resistance is futile, everybody just shelter in place, which is what our Dallas County judge told us to do. And then so fast forward a few months later, and I see Dr. McCullough, and he's not an obscure doctor. I mean, he's a major public figure in our medical establishment in Dallas. And he's saying, no, actually, this is an assailable opponent, we can actually treat this thing. So that's when I contacted him, or shortly thereafter. I invited him to a studio interview in Dallas. It was great. The producer was electrified. He said, "This is such a great interview. We should just post it uncut to the world." I put it on YouTube, and then I'd say an hour later, YouTube took it down. Now, this was a completely sober medical academic conversation. For YouTube to take that down an hour later, that was my first personal taste of there is a major censorship campaign afoot, which is another element of the book. How did censorship creep into the public forum in the United States with our First Amendment? This is a big subject in the book.
And so we have an organized corporate UN-run policy up front that nothing can save you except a shot that's coming. And then we have an organized global corporate mainstream media and big tech operation to unify, censor scientists and medical doctors, former chief scientist at Pfizer, inventor of mRNA, Dr. Malone, so many others, a unified blocking of the real credentialed professionals. That's where you really started seeing the organized crime.
Yes, I mean, it seems that you would want to, you know, listen to these people. You would actually solicit their expertise and their commentary. And so that was the other thing. Like, why is there a gagging and a suppression, you know, of anyone who could actually shed some light on this? But I'll go even one step further. You know, we're all impressed, and naturally so. Medicine is a very technical thing. So we're impressed by academic authority. But what I was thinking, again, to go back to the military metaphor, is, you know, imagine you're a commanding, you know, general in the Pentagon, and you have a Marine second lieutenant, you know, in Fallujah in 2004, and you say, "Well, I understand that you're sending me situation reports from the field, but I'm not interested. You know, here in Washington, we don't observational data that's coming from treating physicians in the field. We're not interested in hearing that." And that was
that's a perfect analogy, and that's. In fact, we're not just interested in hearing it. Now we're going to silence you and target you.
Correct. So Vladimir Zelenko was a family doctor in New York, an independent family doctor in New York. And he called the NIH. Stephen Hahn at the FDA, through kind of a very odd twist and turn that I document in the book, told Dr. Zelenko, "Well, call the NIH and to report your observational data about your treatment protocol." So he calls the NIH, and according to Dr. Zelenko, the person with whom he spoke said, "Well, we have no channel, no means of taking an observational report from the field."
But that's what the agency's supposed to do, right?
You know, it was clear that from our federal agencies, CDC, NIH, FDA, that there was going to be a willful blindness to any innovation in the field. And there was going to be complicity in the academic institutions. Here we are more than 2 years into it. Do you know there's not a single hospital in the United States that claims to be a center of excellence for treating this illness? One of the most common reasons for hospitalization. They are being paid a premium for these admissions. No hospital claims to be excellent at taking care of COVID-19. U.S. News and World Report doesn't have a ranking on who's the best. Hospitals are not disclosing their mortality statistics, and none of them have opened up outpatient treatment centers as we begin another rise in cases.
So all of the original set Western medicine defaults that made it so great are turned off from the beginning.
Right.
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back in the second hour. This is going to be powerful information straight ahead. The book, The Courage to Face COVID-19 with Dr. Peter McCullough and John Leake. I'm Alex Jones. Tell everybody you know, tune in now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.